Teddy, what's been the biggest difference year one to year two?
Just having more, you know, level of comfort in the system, you know, knowing what we're thinking going into games, having an understanding of what Coach Turner is thinking, getting a good feel for him throughout the course of games. I think that's the biggest difference.
Teddy, how important has John Sullivan been to you over the course of a year and a half, and you don't have him? Is he sort of a nice insurance policy for you when you're looking at defenses?
Definitely. He's been very helpful for me and also for the offensive line. You know, he's the mastermind up front, and, you know, his presence, even though he's not out there, he's still a guy who, you know, can say something to a guy on the offensive line or just on the offense in general, and those guys will definitely listen to him.
Kind of an obvious question here, but how much easier is your life with Adrian Peterson to hand the ball off to?
Oh, man. You know, it's just great to have, you know, a great run game, and you know, everyone knows what Adrian is capable of doing whenever he touches the ball. So to have him back there, you know, is great. Then you add Matt, Jarek, those guys into the mix. It's change-ups. You know, it's just been pretty good.
So, Teddy, what can a young player learn from a guy like Peterson as far as longevity and approach to the job?
You know, the thing that I like about Adrian is every day he comes to work, he's motivated to be great, and he's trying to get better each day. And you're talking about a guy who's a future Hall of Famer. You know, he treats every day the same mindset, the same attitude. So, and I noticed those things from him. He's a great leader. You know, he's constantly talking to me on the sideline, and he's a great motivator also.
So how do you think he's been able to do it for so long?
I think just with those things, you know, always staying positive, knowing that, you know, eventually something's going to break through for him. He's a guy who works extremely hard. You know, he's in here running in the indoor on Tuesdays or off day. You know, just things like that that goes unnoticed, and that's made him a special player.
Teddy, obviously it goes without saying what he's done on the football field, but what has it kind of meant having him back in your locker room?
It's meant a lot. You know, like I said, he's a great motivator. He's a great leader. And just having his presence around the facility, you know, guys know that, you know, you're going to get something special from him.
Teddy, how does a guy go 3 games inactive and then 6 games he's your leading receiver and more yards than just about anybody around? How did that happen?
You know, in this offense, different guys have a chance to make plays, and those guys understand that. And Stephon, he waited his turn, and he's been making the most of it. He's a guy who's learned a lot, you know, over his time, his brief time here, from Mike Wallace, Cordero, Jarius, and those guys. They've been great mentors to him, and it's been paying off for him.
Could you see that in camp, or did it take a little while for him to just for the light to go on?
Oh, we definitely saw it in training camp. He was making spectacular plays throughout the course of camp. And we knew that eventually, whenever he got a chance, that he was going to make the most of it. And he's been doing just that.
With your defense being so good, does it allow you to play differently? I mean, do you take more chances because of those guys, or do you play more conservatively because of those guys? How do you view that?
You know, it's all based on the game plan. But Coach Zimmer, he wants us to be aggressive, and we want to be an attacking offense. And, you know, right now we're running the football well, and, you know, we're being a physical team, and that's working for us. And, you know, there are going to be times where we have to be more aggressive, whether it's in the pass game or the run game, and, you know, we understand that.
You guys were 2-2, Teddy. Was there a play, a series, a game that kind of just fueled the confidence that's led to the 5-game run?
You know, it's just guys continuing to buy into what Coach Zimmer's preaching over here, and understanding that, you know, it's going to take a team effort to win these football games.
What have you seen from Green Bay's defense, which, you know, has played pretty well some games and not so well some others?
Yeah, they're an attacking group, and we know that whenever they can get to the quarterback, they've been having some success. And they're good on the back end, they're good up front, and they have a ton of playmakers on that defense.